on taking leave. If we just keep on breathing, we leave. Life's continually passing us by. One day at a time, a day at a time. You play your part in the circus, and I play mine. Balance can start to desert us. We're up on the wire. It's the only life we know. Weight of it is starting to show. A day at a time. A day at a time. A day at a time. A day at a time.
It's Chris Gezikowski. We're getting ready to send him home. He's going to go out with a song called Home. We are in the midst of our... Yes. Ah, man, sorry. We kept him so long. We're going to have you back to sing Home. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
All right. It is 2 p.m. on the dot. You are listening to WSCALP. We are 106.1 FM, Portsmouth Community Radio. We are in the midst of our pledge drive this week. And we are open to new members. We look forward to you calling us. We are at 603-430-9722. You could be on the air. You could not be on the air. You can walk in and meet us. We're at 909 Islington Street, which is right across from the Hannaford Plaza in that little parking lot right there. And, Finn is trying to interrupt me here, but...
No, I'm not.
Right. I got Finn on my show, Finn Connell from the Senior Magazine Show, and I'm about to launch into the second half of A Redhead Spins the Blues, one of the many weekly shows here on community radio. Nearly an all-live guest show. I like to sneak some non-blues on here, too. So I have blues. I have bluesy indie. I have bluesy rock. I have things that aren't that bluesy, but I have a lot of great local talent, and I'm really grateful for that. And I'm grateful to be able to share it with you. Programming on Portsmouth Community Radio is made possible by you, our members, our new members, and by our underwriters, which includes The Wire, Piscataqua Savings Bank, the New Hampshire Gazette, and Daystar Computers. We also get support from the Music Hall, an American treasure for the arts. It's the Seacoast Performing Arts Center that entertains 100,000 patrons annually on Chestnut Street, Portsmouth. Schedule and other information at themusichall.org. All right, let's hear what some of the DJs here have to say about our pledge drive. This is Daryl.
Hi, I'm Daryl, host of The Groove, Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m., and yes, it's that time again. Spring has sprung, and our Seed the Power membership drive is going on right now until May 9th. Please call 603-430-9722, or better yet, come by 909 Islington Street, Suite 1 in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. You can also go online at WSCAFM.org and help WSCA continue to grow by giving whatever amount you can. Doing this allows us to continue to bring you our unique blend of music and programming you've grown to love from 106.1 WSCALP Portsmouth.
This is Judy Matthews.
And Tim Stone.
Co-hosts of The Environmental Show here at WSCA, Tuesday mornings 9 to 10 a.m.
This is Pledge Drive Week. Please help us continue our 8-year run of interviewing and showcasing local and national organizations active in this community and beyond.
All working to make a difference in protecting the environment. Please call us at 603-430-9722 right now to make your contribution.
We are WSCA LP Portsmouth.
right. So that was Tim Stone. He's one of the original founders of the station. He is still with us doing programming, very involved. We learned so much from him. He does an environmental show here along with Judy Matthews. And a lot of people follow that show from all over. You can, of course, follow us from wherever you go at WSCAFM.org. You can listen to shows after the fact if they happen during your work day. And a lot of people do that. I do that myself. So we are here. We are at 909 Islington Street in Portsmouth at 603-430-9722. And we are welcoming new members. We have a raffle for people who are joining. And if you're giving it away as a gift, say you're looking for a cool Mother's Day gift, you can join the raffle for someone if you're joining for someone. It's $35 to join, but it's only $20 if you're a student, $20 if you're a senior. And it is tax deductible. $1 of it does go to End Hunger 68 Hours. And we also give you a cool mug, some cool magnet sticker kind of stuff. And we have a raffle today if you join today, which is a $25 gift certificate from the Isle of Shoals Steamship Company, 4 passes to Fuller Gardens, and 1 round trip ticket from the C&J bus lines going to Boston and coming back to us. So I have Finn Connell with me today. He is from the Senior Magazine Show and a supporter of our station. He is a member as well. And he is going to do the weather in his lovely Irish accent for you.
Well, I don't know it's so much an Irish accent, but anyway, it is weather. It is 56 plus degrees and the sun is shining. You want more?
Yeah, just delve into it a little bit.
Okay,
flesh it out.
This afternoon, it may get up to about 59 or 60 degrees. Tonight, it's going to be patchy fog. We're back to Kim's patchy fog here. And Tuesday,
it can't just be a natural occurrence. It's my fault, right? Kim's patchy.
Beautiful. Tomorrow, it's going to be a beautiful warm day tomorrow. 72 degrees, apparently. Tuesday night, it's going to be cooler. But Wednesday, it'll be up to 70. Thursday, we're at 65. So we're in 68 on Friday. Gracious, it's going to be a marvelous week. It's a lovely week to be working.
It is. Come down and see us. I hate it when we do this only twice a year, and it's terrible when we do it and there's like heavy torrential downpour and people are like, I want to come down and join and meet you guys and pick up my mug and see the DJ and hand you the money and become a member, see the studio, and it's like torrential downpour or snow or icy roads. But today it's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous out there.
I think we even have some people hanging out right outside, but you're welcome to come down. We have Indian food here. We have a spread of stuff. We have an array of spring cups, but they're still cool. They're not these tacky pastel things. They're like a touch of color with the black and white. And I like them a lot. It's got our old school tower logo on it and very, very kind of like DIY chic, but we have some cool mugs too. So it's a good time to join. If you've been thinking about joining or rejoining and renewing, we are here. You can also call us. We are at 603-422. No, we're not. I keep trying to give out myself. I keep trying to give out myself.
Don't do that.
I was 603-430-9722. 603-430-WSCA. And just become a member and we will welcome you.
You can also just drop right in, 909 Islington Street.
Yeah.
And bring money. No, you can just come in and say hello if you want to.
Yeah,
and there's food to eat and there's people to see.
Yeah, it's a great thing to join. Yeah. I mean, you join. It's $35, and for a whole year, it's like you come to parties and you come to potlucks and you come up with ideas and you can join committees and you help with projects and you're out there and you're running into people that you knew that you didn't know. Were in a swing band that was playing the farmer's market. You didn't know that they were coaching the basketball game that you're covering live with a mic and that you didn't know. And you get out into the community and you become part of this. You become as much a part of the station as you'd like to be. And it's all completely volunteer run. None of us are getting paid. And we create everything for the community from scratch, for unique music shows to unique news shows to events. And we're open to new ideas. And for $35, you become a member of the station. You become a member with a voice. And you also, we give you some cool stuff, but that's really kind of secondary. And it's a great group of people. I mean, you can become as involved as you want to be. Both Finn and I walked in the door. I walked in the door and I really didn't know. I honestly, I had a very vague idea of what a radio station was, how it ran, what to do, what, and much less a community station. And I get blown away every week here. The passion and the involvement and the culture, the exposure that we have here to everything that's going on.
And the fun.
And the fun we have. It's a really necessary instrument. I can't really imagine Portsmouth without Portsmouth Community Radio.
And you know, there's also Portsmouth Community Television now.
Yes.
And we are broadcasting with them. We're
collaborating.
Collaborating, and some of our programs can be heard right on, I think it's Channel 98, mm-hmm. on local television.
You can see what Finn looks like.
Oh, you can't see what I look like. You can certainly hear what I look like. But you know.
To see what he looks like, you have to come down here.
That's right. You can come and visit us right in the studio.
He's cute for a senior. If you're a senior lady, well, no, he's married, so never mind. But yeah, you can come down and meet Finn and meet myself, and Jean Prue is here. And we've got a whole cast of characters. It depends when you come down here, but we definitely represent diversity.
And
here. We'd
love to see you.
We would love to meet you.
We always like to see people coming in the studio and chit-chatting with us and seeing what we do and what you're paying for, more importantly. You're paying for us to enjoy ourselves. Well, it's sort of a neat deal as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. I mean, and then people out there are also enjoying it. I think the people who come in and play their music and read their poem and get their art out here enjoy it so much. We enjoy it. We have a blast connecting with them and connecting with each other. But listeners get a kick out of it. We do a lot of things. You know, with commercial radio, it's increasingly becoming that you have people reacting to songs in pre-recorded clips. They haven't even heard the song, and it's a pre-recorded clip that the person plays. Much less do they know or love the song. You know, you don't have things that are unscripted conversations. You don't have songs with no money or agent pushing to play it. You know, here it's really very direct, and it's based on what the people community love to hear and what the people here love and would love to expose you to and what people who live in Portsmouth actually create. And I think it's exciting.
You know, just the other day we had Marguerite Matthews and Greg Gathers on from the Pontine Theatre. And they were reading poems, Ogden Nash poems. Did you know that Ogden Nash used to live right here in Hampton?
No.
Yep. That he used to live all summer in Hampton.
Wow. No, I had no idea. So now there's a local, and who probably couldn't get on commercial radio, but you want to get on community
radio. Pre-radio.
And get it out there. Yeah. All right. I'm going to play a little bit of Rory Black for you here, and then we'll chat a little more. But if you'd like to join us, we'd love to have you. We're at 603-430-9722. It's 603-430-9722. Join the station.
So lonesome, I can't even moan. That I feel so lonesome, I can't even moan. Been driving my airplane for you since I've been gone. I said I flashed my lights. Got a shot in this connection, yeah, way down below. I'm gonna hoist my hood, daddy. I'm bound to cheer you on. I'm gonna hoist my hood, daddy. Oh, you're bound to check my own. I got a man that'll love you way down in Arkansas. I say the cords ain't even buzzing. Generator won't get the spark. All's in a bad condition. Got the battery charged and crying, please, don't do me wrong. Been driving my airplane for you since I've been gone. Yes, a highwayman. Lord, please don't block the road. Mr. Highwayman, oh, please don't block the road. She might call 100 and I'm booked and I got to go. Plane for you since I've been gone. Gonna get me down a disconnection. Oh, I keep on tangling with the wires. Gonna get deep down a disconnection. Oh, I keep on tangling with the wires. When you mash down my little starter, there's a spark from a guilty fire. We'll be right back.
All right, so we had a little buddy guy there, followed by a little Lonnie Mack, and we are in the midst of our pledge drive here at WSCA. I have brought in the big guns. I have brought in my special guest and friend, Finn Connell, of the Senior Magazine Show here at WSCA, and we are open to new membership. We would like you to join. You can do it by calling 603-430-9722 or come down to 909 Islington Street and see us and join, and that's in Portsmouth. How long have you been involved, Finn, with the radio station?
Well, let's see. I've had my program on for 18 months.
But you were involved prior to that in certain capacities. You helped with the website, and you had
I was doing other things, but which anybody can do if they want to. They can just come on down and walk in the door and do everything.
Do everything. I know. It really is like that.
Take your pick. There's lots of stuff to be done.
So how long have you been a member of the station?
2 or 3 years. Yeah. Something like that. I can't remember how long.
And why are you involved?
Because it's such a... You know, where else can you turn on the radio and hear things that you want to hear as opposed to canned music and, people who can't even pronounce Piscataqua.
Yeah, I know.
And you hear this canned music and somebody introducing something to do with Piscataqua.
And you say, this isn't
local.
Well, and they have no personal relationship to it. And it bothers me with music, you know. It's nice to hear a nice voice. Polished voice on the air. We have many polished voices here. We have people who've been to broadcast school. We have genuine voices. But the main thing that bothers me is, you know, they have these big auditions for hundreds of people, you know, and the perfect tone and the perfect enunciation and the most polished voice so that the person can talk about music that they don't love or know about or listen to. And you have the same thing with, you have people reporting the news who aren't choosing what they're talking about. They're not choosing the topics that they feel are really relevant. They're just reading off a piece of paper. They're just being fed the news. And it's the same universally, you know, in many headlines for today. These are the offer an alternative to that. Many types of our own news. And sometimes they conflict with each other because it's real people doing what they feel is the real news. We have the same thing for music.
The National Weather Service in Gray, Maine has activated the New Hampshire Emergency Alert System in order to conduct a required monthly test. That concludes this required monthly test under the New Hampshire Emergency Alert System.
Seniors were not getting a fair shake in the city of Portsmouth. They were, their senior center was being intentionally run into the ground so they could sell the building. There was basically no news except for once a week the local paper had some seniors' notes, which were about bridge games and such like. But there was no news for seniors.
Seniors don't play bridge. You don't wake up and you're like, "Where's the bridge game?" That's
actually I love playing bridge. my lovely spouse. I shouldn't say this, but she did very well in college playing bridge.
Nice. So, but it's funny. There are certain stereotypes like, seniors, they like shuffleboard. They like bird watching. This must be universally what all these different personalities, you have this whole diversity of personalities, ages, and once they get to a certain age, they must all like the same thing. And it must be golf. It must be knitting.
Knitting, right. That's not true. And of course, as we all know, that seniors, particularly now, there are more and more seniors. 25% of the population of Portsmouth, is seniors, which is almost twice that, which is the national percentage. Right. But
25% of our resources. It's 25% of our wisdom. It's 25% of our knowledge and education base, of our intelligence, and it should be 25% of our viewpoint.
Well, it should indeed be. And this is May. This is Older Americans Month, interestingly enough. And the theme for this year is Unleash the Power of Age. Well, and indeed, there's a whole lot of brain. There's a whole lot of brain in we seniors who sort of dotter around. We've been living life for a long time. We can see what's happening. and with community radio, we're allowed to help other seniors and bring news to other seniors And it's a way of communicating that isn't available in any other media.
I'll tell you something. It's just personal to me, but it pains me that I can't mic my grandmother. My mother's mother was a relative I was particularly close to and really related to. And she was a storyteller. And I found out later that she actually was, for a small town in southern New Jersey, the storyteller. It was before television, even before radio was big or people couldn't afford it. They would come to her yard, and as a kid, she would spin these long, elaborate stories. And she used to do it for me as a child. And
that's why you're a writer.
Maybe, probably. And she would make it up, and it was a gift. She would spin these elaborate, and you get into the characters, and she would do it. It could take the story. I wouldn't even know it. 3 hours would fly by, and the entire time I'd be sitting on the edge of my chair, totally involved and immersed in this story. And it did. It did a lot to develop my imagination. But, you know, I think about that. I think about that if my grandmother were alive today. Well, first of all, she'd be very, very old. But she could be on this radio station. This is a radio station that would potentially mic my grandmother and her wonderful stories. And they were good stories. But, I mean, that's not the type of thing you can put on CBN. It's not the type of thing you can put on a commercial radio station. And it's really fascinating. I mean, it just...
I want to hear your grandma. I do.
Know.
I want to hear her.
I know. Somebody should have recorded her.
But if you want to continue to have the great diverse programming that we do have,
you got to support us. This is how we do it.
We need cash. We need funds.
But you know what we need is members. I mean, you do give us cash, and what we do is we pay the basic rent, utilities, computer repairs that keep us alive and bring you this program. But we also we take you as a member, and we say, hey, how involved do you want to be? What do you want to do as a member? What do you like? What do you not want to see as much of? You know. What are your talents? Would you like to be behind the scenes? Do you like to draw? What is it that you want to do? And so we take your cash, but we take you in whatever capacity, however much time you have. And we might take you for an hour a week. We might take you for 20 hours a week. You know, when I walked through the door, I was on unemployment. And I was jonesing for a community of people to work with and to create with. And I mean, you could have given me 60 hours of work and I would have done it. And so, you know, a lot of people, the economy is such that many people are unemployed or underemployed, and you have a lot of extra creative energy and you have some free time and you want to work. And you want to work for something that's worthwhile and creative with a good group of people for a good cause. And we'll take you. So, I mean, we'll take your cash, but we'll also take you. Come on down. We're at 909 Islington Street in Portsmouth, and you can come here right now, become a member of the station.
Yeah, there's something that you've always wanted to do. If you always wanted to do some engineering, you know, around radios and such like, and never really had the chance, this is your chance.
This is your chance. And that's a great thing about being a volunteer, is there are things you can do as a volunteer. You don't have to pass through 3 interviews of qualifications and compete against an applicant of 200 people. You can try out a skill and learn it tangibly and put it on your resume and say, you know, I helped mic that band, and now I know about these types of mics and this type of soundboard, and I can put it on my resume and apply for a paying position. But you can learn skills in a volunteer situation that you would have to pay for in a classroom.
That's right. And you can learn to read news, learn to write news.
Finn learned to read here. It was a struggle.
But... I'm working on it. I must say, I am working on it. At times it seems as though I haven't learned a darn thing about reading, but there we go. Yeah, if it's too far away, I can't read it anyway.
I want Finn to tell stories on my show. I think Finn might be a storyteller like my grandma underneath, and I think that I might, if I really, really work on it for a couple of years, I might be able to get him to tell like an old Irish legend on my show.
2018. I'll come by 2018. Right. Remember that. Okay. So I'll do
something like How the Wind Was Invented or something cool. I don't know.
Well, so, you know, Chris was just saying just now when he was in that you asked him why it was why Portsmouth was so much about music. And part of the reason is there are so many darn musicians.
Yes.
I mean, there really are. Everybody and his second uncle has got a guitar, you know, strapped to their
and
back.
And you know what the thing is they're good. We
and
don't. I mean, it's not like
there's some seriously good.
It's not.
Speaking
like,
of good, have you heard Bob Halpern lately?
Bob Halpern's at my window. Come on, I got people walking up to my show now.
Speaking of good musicians, here's Bob Halpern.
He's without an instrument, but we'll take him anyway. And it's, you know, the thing is that we're blessed. Is that not only do we have so many musicians in this area, we have so many talented musicians in this area. And honestly, it's kind of a gift to the community to be able to be exposed. You know, I don't always know what I want to be exposed to. I walk around and I don't know what's out there until it hits me in the face. You know, I don't know what my neighbor's writing. I don't know where the musicians
are. You mean you don't want to hear only things you've heard before?
you don't know what you're not exposed to until you're exposed to it, and you don't know all of the talent that's out there. And I think it's a tremendous gift, because Bob was kind of getting at is if you play like the same, if you hear the same 10 songs again and again, you have no idea what you're not hearing. You know, and in this community, it's so much. I was supposed to read the music calendar, and I just got caught up, but I'm going to breeze through this real fast.
Well,
and this
if I can just break in here and say 430-9722.
There's somebody who knows his numbers.
This is Bob Halperin. I've had Bob Halperin in throughout the years, and he plays with different bands besides his solo work, and he comes in and supports people at the station in live performance and interviews.
Wouldn't I?
Been a very big part.
Wouldn't I? Rock My Soul.
And, yep. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of great bands throughout the years. And he's kind of watched us grow from a tiny little seedling where we were kind of doing interviews in a closet into the thriving station that we've become. And did you think we would grow this much? I mean, are you surprised a little bit? Like, wow, they're a station.
Well, when this particular studio showed up, I was amazed and delighted.
Yeah.
Equal measures of both.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, this is from our music calendar. This is like local music we have going on just today and tomorrow. So just today and tomorrow in the greater Portsmouth area. We have Old School playing at Dolphin Striker, 9 p.m. to midnight with no cover. This is 15 Bow Street in Portsmouth. We have at the Portsmouth Gaslight Company, Sin Night, at the Pizza Pub that's on Market Street. We have the Press Room. We have Jose Duke with no cover live at the Press Room. We have at the Red Door, Hush Hush Sweet Harlot series. From 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. We have Stone Church, which is, yes, a bar if you're from out of town. It is not actually a church, but it was at one time. It's in Newmarket. They're doing Juke Joint Night from 5 p.m. to midnight. That's on 5 Granite Street. That's just tonight. Tomorrow night we have at the American Legion Post 56 an open mic with Alan Taplin and Wayne from Marine. That's 9 Hannaford Drive in York. Blue Mermaid has Honky Tonk Tuesdays tomorrow night with the Seldom Playwrights for no cover. And that's 409 The Hill in Portsmouth. Bramber Valley Golf Course has live music at their barbecue bar. It's an open mic night with John King and Mike Lewis Band. That's 7 to 10 p.m., 75 Bramber Valley Drive. That's in Greenland. Dover Brick House is an open mic with Anthony Vito Fiandaca. Anthony Vito Fiandaca. He's been in here. And that's at 10 p.m. at the Dover Brick House. Fury's Public House in Dover has Tim Terrio, a jazz musician we've had in here many times. That's in Dover. The Grog 7 has Spungen, a flamenco guitarist in their main bar area. That's from 8 to 10 p.m. And the Press Room tomorrow night has a jazz jam with Larry Garland. It has a hoot from 9 p.m. to midnight with for no cover. And then the Stone Church has a bluegrass jam with Dave Talmadge. That's going 9 p.m. to midnight out in Newmarket. And Thirsty Moose Tap House has an open mic at 8 p.m. tomorrow night as well. Now, all of that is live music in this area within a 15-mile radius of this area tonight and tomorrow night. So that's how much live music we're hosting in this area.
And then you also get on WSCA starting at 8 o'clock, tomorrow night, Turn It Up with Jim Alvano.
Rock. Jim Alvano, yeah. Yep. He does a great show. He's been here for years, and he does hard rock that you wouldn't hear on a commercial station. It's rock and roll that's not played other places, and it's good stuff.
And then tonight, starting at 7 o'clock, we have Local Folk.
That's a live guest show.
That's
yeah.
a live guest show with Steve Carrigan. And if you haven't heard Steve Carrigan's got a beautiful voice.
Does he?
Oh, his voice is gorgeous. What do you think, Robert?
I think he has a hell of a voice myself.
He sounds like, what's your man up there in Maine? His name I can't think of. I'll think of it in a minute. And then Under the Radar, following that this evening.
Under the Radar, they play things that really are under the radar that you're like, why haven't I heard that before? Why isn't this person famous? Why does such great quality music fall through the cracks?
So there's all kinds of great music.
It really is.
Not only live, but right here on WSCA. LP 106.1.
Yep, this is what we do. And we are in our pledge drive, and we are open to new members who want to see the station continue to bring you great live local talent and unusual programming and a diversity of programming. And we are at 603-430-9722. Or you can walk in. Bob Halperin walked in.
I can walk in, so can you. It's 909 Islington Street, yep. Suite 1. Don't get any of the other suites.
That's right. We got some kind of orange sign out there. But, you know, there's an Ampet gas station, and it's right across the street from that Hannaford Plaza, and we're behind that. There's a parking lot, and we're at the back, and you'll find us. We're making noise here. So what are you up to, Bob? Are you playing tonight?
I'm rehearsing tonight. So
what are you rehearsing?
You got to do that from time to time.
Yeah. New project.
Mondays, excuse me, are a regular rehearsal night for me. Every other week, it's with the RMS 5, which is a subset of Rock My Soul. It's a close harmony
group. It's
like
crumb at the Dump as opposed to Lunch at the Dump.
And then every other week from that, I'm working on a project with two of the people who are involved in that are Brett Hartenbott and Don Boyer. And we've been kind of slowly throwing something together, having fun playing and doing songs that we don't have chances to do in our other musical lives.
Yeah, yeah. What would you say, like, is the relationship between WSCA and local musicians throughout the years? We have pretty close ties. I mean, people go through different changes, become different projects. People come in when they're starting something new or making a change from time
to
time.
Well, we're so darn grateful to have some sort of outlet. I mean, there are a number of us who get played on other radio stations, other places, but not in our hometown.
Mm-hmm. yeah, it's cool. It's cool because, you know, it's like an old-fashioned, in a sense, in a good way, in a retro way, but people can call in. You can get live callers from people who know you or are joking around with you, have worked with you or related to you or brand-new people, and we can put them in the soundboard. Live callers can just talk to you spontaneously on the radio, unlike commercial canned pre-recorded stuff, and it's like, it's a two-hour spotlight. Like, I like to do a two-hour spotlight where you can play 14, 15 live songs, original songs, and we'd get to know you. We talk to you in between each song for the whole 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
It is
It's like
cool.
Being a real person.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
You know?
We're still musicians.
Yeah. No, but we like to do that. I mean, I think about all the great things we bring listeners, but we really do bring a lot of great things to musicians and poets and actors and all the artists who come through, because it's not the rush them in, rush them out, here's your 15-minute slot, here's a billboard and read off of it. Experience. We actually want to know what you're thinking and feeling.
We can bring our CDs over here and you'll play them.
And we'll play them. We want to play them.
It's not going to happen at WZ or the other places I could not mention. But it gets frustrating, you know, without an outlet like this, because, you know, they could be playing me on a station in, you know, upstate New York. And not, you know, where I live, work, and shop.
Yeah. And with that contact.
And I've been thanked for many times by wonderful people for my support and devotion to the station, but
absolutely,
it only makes sense. I mean, it's a smart thing to do. I mean, it's nice to be thanked, but I don't feel like I should be.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like it all works together, because we want to play musicians who live here, and musicians who live here want people here to hear their music, and it all kind of comes together. But it's exciting for us too, because for it's like unearthing these treasures that are right there.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, that was right there. I passed him all the time. I didn't know he could do that, you know.
Yeah.
And it's so much more exciting, you know.
Well, I think you were talking about earlier that your musicians come in, and Lord knows they might be your banker or your stockbroker or whatever it is. It's absolutely true that you run into the strangest people in the city.
I do. No, you know, honestly,
I
have unearthed a great musical local talent in Bag Ladies. And people that I've ridden on the trolley with, and in people who do have jobs like banking, and sometimes in people that I've talked to in some capacity almost every day, and suddenly discovered they're a musician, and they come in the station and they have amazing stuff, and they've been just playing it in their apartment by themselves.
Back when there used to be a more blue collar community here, there was an entire subset of the population who are carpenter musicians.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, there was an annual event at the press room once upon a time called Carpenter's Night, where nobody but carpenters would get up and play music. And it was great. It was a hell of
a night.
It
was a lot of music.
Nice.
Not a lot of carpentry done very well the next day.
Yeah. What we don't want is to have an event where a whole bunch of musicians have to suddenly build furniture. That we don't have to.
There were very few straight lines the next day. But a lot of fun nonetheless.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're right. It's Portsmouth way back when, about 30 years ago, used to be known as the dropout town. People with amazing degrees would be strumming a guitar in Market Square.
Yeah, yeah. And what happened is we all helped each other, and now we have stuff. We have a station.
It was a place to go where you would be accepted no matter how nuts you were. And, I'm
and now WSCA is we're like the enclave within the normalizing
an
population.
Accepting place.
Yes, it was, and it's so well, it still is.
This is just specific to WSCA, but I've walked in here with a live goat in here, and I've walked in here with a trampoline in here in the back.
There was an owl in here the other day.
Was there an owl in here? Yeah. Okay. And we also had squirrel at one point.
I can't say that I have... The trampoline seems a little dangerous.
Yes. I know.
For those who don't know... The ceilings are ample. Yeah. I can walk without getting hurt, but I certainly wouldn't want to bounce on anything.
And how do you feel about the goat?
I'm not
Well, it might be interesting on the trampoline.
Yeah. We are open to new members, and we are open to new ideas, and we're open to you, but I would have to discourage a trampoline jumping show for a variety of reasons. I mean, the danger factor, and plus it's just to listen to, you don't really get it. You don't get the full effect.
Yeah.
Of what the person's really doing, you know. But we are open to, you know, I walked in the door and became a member. And if your show producing is really something you're interested in, that's where we get our DJs, is from here, from the community and from the members. And sometimes a lot of times it's a couple members working together on an idea that they're all passionate about, and they develop it, and it's a show, and then people listen to it, and other people jump on board. So give us a
not
call.
Not on a trampoline.
We're at 603-430-9722, and we're looking for people to join us and keep us alive, WSCA.
And 909 Islington Street.
Yeah. Bob's here. You can meet Bob, too. He might sign something for you if you're nice, which is cool.
But also, any donation you do make, if you become a member or you just make a donation, or it is all tax-deductible, 501c3 we are. And if you're a business and you want to underwrite any particular program, if you're a business and you like a particular program, if you like the Redhead Spins the Blues and you'd like to underwrite her program, you can do that too.
And I'll talk about your business.
You can do that too, and then and for which she would be most appreciative.
I love to do that. I love to get support from local businesses. I love it when local businesses play me in their business. I'm just so flattered. But also, I would love to talk about if you have a small grassroots business that you started in Portsmouth. I would love to talk about it and get the word out to the community. We just got Rick Pickford in the house.
Yay!
All right. I'm pretty sure he's a member of the station as well.
We're not going to let him out the door if he's not.
Good
afternoon, Rick.
Rick, how did you get involved with WSCA? How did you get involved with us?
Well, that's a good question. A friend of mine, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, named Rick Dirk, who lives locally, was doing some work for the radio station, and he needed some help with a campaign. I'm in advertising, so he came to me and said, "Hey, what can we do? We got this really great community resource, and we're having a hard time getting the message out to everybody." So I helped him come up with a campaign. That was the Connecting Community campaign. I don't know if you guys remember that.
I connected.
It worked.
So about, I don't know, last fall, Tim Stone came to me and said, "Hey, remember that campaign you did? Any chance you'd be interested in working with the station more?" And he said, "There's an opening on the board, and, you know, if you'd be interested, why don't you let us know?" So I thought about it, and my girlfriend said, "I think you really should do that. You're spending too much time working in your office and not getting out and meeting people in town." And she was right. So I ended up writing a letter to the board, and one way or another, either I don't know if it was a smart thing or not, they decided to bring me in.
Why WSCA? What is it about us that appealed to you?
Well, it's a locally produced content. It's people living in a community that think it's important that their voice is heard, and it's heard among themselves. You know, that whole democracy thing. I grew up in a small town that actually had, that had town hall. So every spring we'd meet, and, you know, it was a mess, right? But, you know, we worked out our problems.
Right.
You know, it was never pretty. But at the end, everybody would pat themselves on the back and things would get done. You know, mm-hmm. the fire hydrants would get painted. The sidewalks would get fixed. You know, the dirt would get swept up, you know, off the sidewalks.
We don't have that anymore. People, town halls are just kind of a place you go to get a license of some sort. I don't even know it. It's a bureaucratic office now. This is really kind of our town hall. This is where people come to talk about issues that are on their mind, to explore new art forms, talk about events that are happening, sometimes to debate things, you know, and to talk about what we feel is important news versus maybe what the media may think is important news. But this is really kind of our town hall.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, I work in advertising, so, you know, I work mostly business to business, so we don't have quite the, we don't have the sinister spin to it that a lot of commercial retail sort of advertising has. So I sleep well at night, but a lot of the news, a lot of what gets out, is not really news. It's not things that really affect our lives in a positive way. It's not a debate about things that would change our life and make them better. Mm-hmm. Because we can change these things in our lives.
That's right.
If we just talk about them.
Right. Well, and here's an approach to news. I mean, with the commercial stations, they have money coming in from corporations. They have guidelines. They have pressures. They have things being sent to them. This is what you must say is the news. We come from a totally different place. What we are is the community funds us and keeps us alive. And we reflect the voices of the community. And we are the community. And people walk through the door and produce news shows and produce music shows.
Amen to that.
Yeah. I'll All right. So. Well, we are open. We are in our membership drive, and we are open to members. Please join us. We are welcoming new members, and we're at 603-430-9722. Or you can come down. I'm sitting here with the board of directors. Rick Pickford is a very cool guy. I got Bob Halperin, musician, I'm sure you know, longtime supporter of the station.
And a new board of
directors.
Finn
Connell.
As well.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yes, he
you
is.
You heard it first here on a Redhead Spins the Blues. There's some.
I missed the email on that one.
Yeah, I missed the email. But there's some cutting edge news for y'all. And I got Finn Connell, who produces a senior magazine show, a very cutting edge, unique show. Changing time slots. What's your new time slot, Finn?
It is. We're moving from Thursday at 6 o'clock in the morning to Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the morning. So you can just stay in bed until 10 o'clock. And,
that's too bad.
Well, speaking of musicians,
there you go.
I don't know one that gets up before 10.
One of my favorite moments of all time was many years ago, sitting in Gary's Guitars. And Rocky Rockwood was in the corner reading a magazine. A woman comes in to buy a guitar for her son, and she's talking with Gary. Rocky's off in the corner, and she's telling Gary she's not sure how much money she wants to spend because she doesn't know if he really has it to be a musician, dedicated musician. All of a sudden, you hear a voice from the other side of the room, from Rocky, still reading the magazine, saying, "Can he sleep till noon?" but we are at 603-430-9722.
You can call us. And if you'd like, I'll put you on the air. It's up to you. Either way, you can join without being put on the air. If you'd like to say hello and add to our conversation, I can do that for you. You're listening to Redhead Spins the Blues, and this is Kim Sedlak. I am here with Finn Connell, Rick Pickford, and Bob Halperin, and we are all at 603-430-9722. And you can do it online. It's not, I mean, you don't get to talk to us or hang out with us, but you can do it on your phone even. It's WSCAFM.org is the website. You can click your way into it.
Yeah,
it's $35 for the whole year, $20 if you're a student or a senior, and you can do it that way. Or you can come down. You can come down and see us.
Come down.
Well, absolutely.
Definitely come down and say hi.
We're at 909 Islington Street, and that's, you know, the Hannaford Plaza. We are across the street behind that Ampet gas station.
So, Rick, can you just tell us a little bit about this broadcasting on television as well?
Well, yeah, sure. Bill Humphries came to me a couple of months ago and said that they needed that they were looking for some additional content, and he thought that our broadcast would be perfect for it because, of course, it's, you know, local community content. So he said, you know, would the station be interested in providing that to them? And, well, of course, I thought that was an opportunity right away. You know, sort of good for us, good for everybody. And I went to the board, and they said, yeah. And so called Bill up, and shortly thereafter, we're now broadcasting on Portsmouth Public TV.
And do we know what times, slots, what's going on?
Well, no, I don't think there are official time slots, but I think it goes something like this. When they don't have a program that they've produced that's on, I think they put us on.
They just flip the switch.
It's kind of cool, yeah.
Oh, great. That sounds wonderful.
I mean, I know that when I listen to WSCA, we have such a vast array of programming that I can't possibly have met everyone. People are coming in all the time and developing new shows, and there'll be 100 different people, and I'll hear a voice, and I haven't met that person, but I have an image of what that person may look like, what their mannerisms may be, who they might be, how they dress. And it's kind of exciting. You listen to somebody for a year or 2 years, it's kind of exciting to see who they are. You guys are... So, yeah, I think it would be kind of cool. It's kind of uncovering the mystery of what our DJs actually look like. What do you think, Finn? Are you ready for people to see you?
No, I sort of...
You might have to put clothes on.
If I was doing this program, it would be the white hair plays the blues.
Hey, you guys, I'm not really a redhead. No, I'm just kidding. No, I am.
I'm going to behave on that
You can
one.
Tell by my rants nice. That I am. Right?
I'm not going to touch that.
It's nice that you hired that model.
He's not on the air. Anyway.
We had earlier on today, but you guys, did you hear earlier on today, we had Chris... What's his last name? I can't think.
Oh, no.
It's beyond my pronunciation capabilities. But he was marvelous, a local musician.
Chris Guzikowski. He's been in while we've been growing. He was impressed, actually. He was in, we had a much smaller space to be kind of jamming bands into and soloists into.
Oh, I remember that space.
So he's been with us for the years.
It's and right his across music the way there.
Yeah, we've evolved and his music has evolved.
But there's a classic example of just local musicians who play locally coming in and being able to, you know, sit here for an hour and play some tunes that he'd written. Some really good ones, too.
He sounded good.
He did. He sounded marvelous.
Yeah.
But that's one of the great advantages of being here, is that you can come in and play music if you want to. You can sort of have an idea for a program and start your own program.
Yeah, and we have a lot of members who are musicians, and we have a lot of members that aren't musicians. And people come in as members of the station, knowing a lot of what's going on in the music scene here locally and underground, and we can, you know, do this and have this person over here. And other people come in and become exposed to me. I came in not at all exposed to the area. I was 3 weeks fresh to the neighborhood. Learned everything we have through working here. Learned we have a film festival. Learned that... You know, the Players Ring co-produces their plays. Learned everything that's going on in the community through the station. You bring stuff in with you. You learn stuff here. And it's just a great channel. I mean, everything passes through here.
It does. It seems to.
This is the hub of Portsmouth right here.
Oh, we like to think of it that way.
It is as far as we're concerned.
It's becoming that way. I'm running out of mics.
And you too can help sustain this hub.
And how do we do that?
By making a donation, you can either call in 430-9722. We have a wonderful operator standing by, Meg, I do believe, and she'd love to talk to you. Or you can come in the door, 909 Islington Street, and you can pay with cash, checks, credit cards, bags of coinage.
Bags of coinage.
And if you spend
$35
on an individual membership.
Yep.
You can walk out with a lovely coffee mug.
See, I'm holding it up.
That's a beautiful one.
It looks exactly like
the one I drank out of.
Is that a burgundy interior?
It is a burgundy interior. They have it actually with a couple. They have it two-tone. It's like white with a cool black thing, cool black tower. But they do. They've got pink and blue.
I guess the folks at the Red Cross on Friday named that... coagulated bad blood color.
What?
That's just
fair.
The one I chose. You know, that's the one I chose, of course.
I think it's
bad
really
blood.
Pretty.
But they do even have a variety. I think they've got different colors.
It's sky blue.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And yellow, black.
Yeah. But they're not like, it's not like the whole thing is yellow. It's like just the inside of the handle.
And the handle.
The rest of it's got the logo.
And they're substantial size.
Yeah.
They're not a demi-test. This is a full test.
Yeah, and people will know you're with us, you know, and part of the insanity here. But the other thing, too, is for today, if you want to join today, there's also, this is for today, $25 gift certificate from the Isle of Shoals steamship, 4 passes to Fuller Gardens in downtown Portsmouth, and a round-trip ticket from the C&J bus lines to Boston and back. So this is for the drawing for today. So if you join today, we put you in the raffle for that, and we choose for all 3 of those gifts.
Not bad.
Not bad. It's tax deductible.
Rick, yes, Rick.
I have a question.
Yes, Rick, in the back row.
You know what I'd like to know is I'd like to know why Finn supports WSCA.
Oh, I asked that. You weren't listening.
I missed that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Before I got here.
Oh, my gosh. I censored most of it.
Part of the reason I support WSCA is because I know that I knew that eventually, after I was here for a few years, that eventually Rick Pickford would rise to the occasion. Yeah. And actually, he has risen to the occasion. He has redesigned our website, the WSCAFM.org.
That's a cool work place in progress, to explore. Sure.
And it may be a work in progress, but I got to tell you, that's some pretty good darn sight.
Now, you can get the schedule on it. Yeah, you can look there. It has a schedule of all the different types of musical and news programming and the holes in the schedule that we're looking to fill on that website. It has DJs, pictures, news, events live in the community that we're going to get out and cover where we'll be, and parties. It's got all kinds of stuff.
Along with your voice here.
And it's also one of the nice things about I've designed websites since before there was a web, and I can say that one of the things that just drives me crazy is unable to navigate.
And we still have that problem to a degree.
Well, it's not nearly as bad as it used to be.
And anyone who might be interested in helping us out with that, we would welcome you with open arms. Because there's more than enough to do for everybody.
But in any case, if you have tried before to navigate the website and we're frustrated, come back.
Just come down.
Come back.
Yeah,
it's a little better now.
It's much
better. It certainly looks a little
prettier
anyway.
Yeah. We're at 909 Islington. You could navigate that. We're right across the street. 800 Plaza with the Hannaford. Right across the street from that, there's the Ampat. It's got a parking lot behind it, and we are at the back of that 909 Islington right now. You can walk in.
Suite 1, too.
Suite 1.
And you can also, you can get
and you can become part of the station.
And you can get a signature, too. You can get an autograph from Kim Sedlock.
That will be worth a whole lot. Bob Halperin's here, though. You might get a signature from Bob Halperin.
Well, if I don't have my checkbook, my signatures aren't worth much.
If you're a groupie, it's got to be a signature on paper. No skin signatures. All right.
And by the way, if you haven't heard Bob Halperin, just go to YouTube and type in his name, and you can get to hear him play some pretty darn
good
music.
Very
good stuff. And it's one of my guests that's actually blues.
You know, I have to say, I've been listening to you guys for a while before I got here this afternoon, and just driving around and playing the radio. You guys really are fun company to have in the car.
Uh-oh, we're having too much fun.
You are.
We have fun.
It's good stuff.
We do rent out for reasonable
anyone listening who agrees with that, go ahead and call the listener response line. We'd love to hear from you.
430-9722 is the number to call.
Crickets.
Yep. 603-430-9722.
But that is true. You can come down to the radio station.
You can rent us by joining. Just come down. And it's $35 to rent us. You can hang out with us all year.
but you can come up with your own idea for a program, and you can have fun like you would not believe.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is ridiculously good fun.
But and also, you don't have to. I don't have an idea for a whole program. You know, we need help too. We need help with people who have an ear for sound. We need help with people who can draft a poster. We need somebody to help us say, you know, the mailboxes are disorganized, but here's a better idea. You know, we can use all types of talent, like
writers,
any other kind
engineers,
of
carpenters.
All of you MacGyvers out there who can fix a transmitter with a hairpin.
Right? Right? What's your strength?
And carpenters. We could use some carpenters and electricians. We have a few things around the facility here that need some help.
There is no talent that will go wasted.
Right.
You know, we can pick up the materials. Maybe you can pitch in and help out with some of the labor. We need to make some little improvements around the studio.
Right. And I also say this, too. If you're super busy and you're working two jobs and you have a kid and you're in school and you have a lot going on and you have some things you're dealing with, you can also love us, join us, be a member. And just be a member. You can also do that. I mean, I love hanging out here, but if your schedule is completely packed, you can get a family membership for $65 or a student membership for $20. And that's it. And just be a member and put a sticker on your car and listen to us and enjoy what we do.